Trevor, Demaryius said that during the week you guys had conversations about kind of just letting him go get it. What did those conversations entail, and how do you think of Demaryius's performance today?
Yeah, I think we just felt like the last couple of weeks we haven't, you know, challenged people with the ball enough. And, you know, even last week against Miami, it kind of felt like we weren't challenging people down the field. And with the guys we have, we got to be able to do that. And then everything kind of goes along with that. So with these guys, we knew there was going to be a lot of contested catches, tough catches, tough throws. But we had to get some big ones, and he stepped up, man, big time.
Trevor, what was your kind of feeling to be back at home and hear this place rocking again after the last couple months?
Yeah, it was so cool. I think, I mean, as tough as it is on us, you know, the last 2 months, we understand how tough it is on the fans, right? It stinks. So for those guys to be how they were today was pretty awesome. And, I mean, they're good fans, right? They're smart. They know the game. That was cool. That was really cool to see.
Yeah, Trevor, see what happens when you don't have turnovers.
Yeah.
I know you don't try to, but was there anything different about as far as ball protection? You know, sometimes when you go in there thinking I can't make mistakes, you make mistakes. So was there anything key to your approach today?
Yeah, you don't really ever go into a game saying, I'm not going to turn it over, I'm not going to get strip sacked. You just say, I'm going to have a good, you know, smart process about everything. And there's going to be times in a game you're smart, but you're aggressive at the same time. You know, there's been a couple times this year where I've been stupid and aggressive, which you can't be. So you just kind of want to have a good process. And, you know, this is the NFL. You're going to have bad breaks every once in a while. You're going to have good breaks every now and then. But you just want to feel good about making good decisions and trusting what you see.
Trev, Emmanuel said on that touchdown you changed the play to a go ball. What did you see on that led you to make that call?
Yeah, I wish we would have threw a couple more of those, to be honest with you, but we wanted to throw some go balls to our guys this week, especially knowing these guys were going to challenge us. And yeah, wish we could have got to it more, to be honest with you, but yeah, heck of a catch.
Was there anything about tonight's performance, flip switch, that will help you guys into even next game or the remainder of the season?
Yeah, I think you hear a lot of guys upset about the Thursday games, but in our case, I mean, this is perfect, right? Our first win in, you know, feels like 100 years, and we get to hopefully carry some momentum going into Thursday. So, you know, I think it sets up pretty nicely for us.
Trev, Demaryius reached a couple of milestones today on team milestones, yards, yeah, and TDs. For the past couple of seasons with you, what has it been like to work with him, to play with him, especially in games, you know, having a receiver of his, you know, caliber to, right, to throw to?
Yeah, it's been really cool. And, I think the world of him, he's such a good player. And, you know, it's even Emmanuel, but DT too. And, you know, people don't see the injuries he plays through and how tough he is. And, you know, as good of a player he is as he is, and as much respect I have for him, you know, he's a better teammate. He's a better guy if you've gotten to know him. So I couldn't be more happy for him. You know, this season I kind of think those guys don't deserve this season. They deserve more. So, you know, I'm happy for him, and hopefully we can all those guys, you know, those vet guys, we can play well for them going forward.
Yeah, Trevor, on that touchdown, you had a pretty strong pass rush. Could you just take us to your decision to just go ahead and throw it up? You saw DT one-on-one there?
Yeah, I think, you know, early in these games when the D-line's fresh, that rush, you know, no matter who your offensive line or defense, they're going to get there pretty quickly. I think that's just kind of how you see a lot of games unfold. So you want to get the ball up and out pretty quickly, especially early in games, and not hang on to it too long. And, you know, once again, I just wish we could have got to a couple more of those, but shoot, we won, so I'm not complaining about anything.
Trev, Jordan had some big punt returns and able to flip the field a little bit. What was it like to kind of not be behind the sticks, not be backed up for the first time in a few weeks?
Oh, man. I think obviously, like, right, the defense, you know, shut him out, held him to 100 yards. But, I mean, aside from DT, I think, you know, Jordan Taylor's the MVP of the game. I mean, that was good field position all game, made some plays. I think he averaged like 12 yards a return. And you can't say enough what that does for an offense when you get to start, you know, around the 50. You really can't say how much that matters.
Okay, thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.